Daf is Daf Lamed. We got to two lines down on Lamed Amr Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Yain Mevushal Valon Tis Shel Ovdei Kochavim Asurin. So the Braisa says that Yain Mevushal, wine that has been cooked, and Valon Tis, which we'll see what that means in just a moment, owned by a non-Jew, these things are Asur. So the Gemara says, however, Alon Tis Kibriyasa is Muteris. So what's Alon Tis Kibriyasa? Rashi says here, if you look at Rashi two lines down, Alon Tis Kibriyasa Shalohaya Yain Mitchila Biad Ovdei Kochavim Ela Lakha Suya Miad Yisrael. If it was initially, the wine was initially owned by a Jew, and then it was sold to a non-Jew, that would actually be permitted. But if it was a type of wine that was always in the possession of a non-Jew, so then that would be us as well. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi on this. He has another interpretation, but let's just leave that aside. So now the Gemara wants to know, Ve'ezehi alontis. What exactly is alontis? Gemara quotes a Mishnah Brison Gavei Shabbos, Osin anumalin ve'ein osin alontis. So what's the relevance? We'll see what that is in a second, but just look at Rashi. Osin anu malin is b'shabbos shehu lishto. So you're allowed to make something on Shabbos to drink, but v'ein osin alontis shehu lirfu. You can't make medicine on Shabbos. Litstanin kishiyotzin mebeis hamerchad. They would make it in order to cool themselves off when leaving the bathhouse. It was some form of a refuah, and that would be usher. So you can't make or take refuah on Shabbos, but you can, of course, eat and drink. So what's the difference between anomalin and alontis? So Gemara says, ve'ezehi anomalin ve'ezehi alontis. Anomalin yain v'dvashu pilpulin. Anomalin is wine mixed with honey and other types of seasoning. Alontis, which is usher to take on Shabbos, and also usher to get from a non-Jew, is yain yashan, aged wine. Umayin shlulin, mixed with clear water. Va'parsumin, which is some type of, what is that, like a fruit of some sort, I think.
It's
balsam. Balsam, okay. Davdi lebei masut. So that was made for fua on Shabbos, when, or in general, when a person will leave the Beis Hamerchat. So that's, again, not, doesn't mean much to us, but that's what the Braisa says. So then the Gemara says, Rab of Rav Yosef, Damir Tevaya, both of them hold, Yain mozug, ein bo mishum gilui. If it's diluted wine, there's no problem of gilui. We saw the other day that leaving out water or wine overnight is a problem because the nachash might leave in some venom, but if it's mixed with water, it's diluted, the nachash won't drink it, so it's mutter to drink the next day. Yain mevushal, ein bo mishum nisach. A different concept. If it's yain that's been cooked, there's no problem of nisach because a goy won't use this low-grade wine to pour towards the Avodah Zarah. So again, yain mazug is no giloy, yain mevushal, there's no problem of nisach.
So is this arguing on the braisa? Because the braisa said yain mevushal, shalakim zasa.
It sounds like it is arguing on it, yes. Mm-hmm. So now the Gemara says, ibar yilhu yain mevushal yesh bo mishum giloy. What about yain mevushal? We said just above that we paskin, there is no problem of nisach. But what about giloy? Will yain mevushal, will that be drunk by the wa? This nachash or not? Yesh bo mishum giloy, o ein bo mishum giloy. So Gemar brings a raya, Tashma, heyid Rabbi Yaakov bar idi al yain mevushal, she ein bo mishum giloy. Rabbi Yaakov testified that yain mevushal is not subject to giloy. Nachash wouldn't drink cooked wine, and therefore you could drink it the next night, the next day. Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmal chalash. One time Rabbi Yanai wasn't feeling well. Ola gabe Rabbi Yishmal ben Zerid, I don't know if this is his father Rabbi Yishmal or a different Rabbi Yishmal, went in to visit him. Rabbanan, along with other Talmidei Chachamim, Lishulei Bey, to ask him some questions. Seemingly, it wasn't his father, though. And Yosvei Vekamibarilei, they asked him, Yain Mevushal Yesh Bo Mishum Giloy, Yain Bo Mishum Giloy. They asked the question, you leave out Yain Mevushal overnight, is there going to be a problem of Giloy or not? So Amar Lahu Rabbi Shmuel Ben Zerud Hachi Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Gavir Rabba Mani Rabbi Chia. Yain mevushal ein bo mishum giloy. So they said, name based on Rabbi Chia, that there is no problem of giloy. Amrulei nismoch, could you rely on this statement? Machvei le Rabbi Yanai bar Shmi Yishmael, alai val tzavari. He pointed to myself and to my own neck, saying, yes, it will be on my responsibility, my neck, if something happens to you. In other words, there is no sakana of yain mevushal that's been left out overnight. The Gemara then says, Shmuel v'avleit, Rashi's avleit was a goy, so hava yasve, they were sitting down. And aisi l'kamayu chamra mivashle, they brought in front of them some yain mevushal. And mashchal yadei, avleit, the goy, knew some halacha, he pulled his hand away, did not want to contaminate the yain with stam yenim, by maga of anakum. He pulled his hand away. So Amalei Shmuel said to him, Hare Amru, he shouldn't teach a Goy Torah, but he was telling him anyways, Hare Amru, Yain Mavushal, Ein Bo, Mishum Yain Nesach. There's not a problem since this is cooked wine, you could touch it all you want, there is no violation. So we see here, Yain Mavushal, there's no problem of Maga Segoy. So they point out, they ask a question here, there's a halacha, we'll see later on tomorrow's daf, they're not allowed to drink with a goy, even though maybe it won't contaminate it, but you still can't drink with a goy. So the Gemara we're going to see later on tells us it's only aser if it's in the chonus of a goy. If it's bought from their bar, from their cafe, that would be the problem. But if you take it outside, and according to others, you take it into your own home, so then it would be permitted. So the Rishonim explained it must be where there was not in the chonus of the goy, this was outside somewhere, that's why it was permitted. The Rambam has a halacha that you're not allowed to eat in a mesibas goyim. You can't eat with a party of goyim, even if it's somewhere else. Even if you bring your own kosher wine, you can't drink in a mesiba of goyim coming together. But he does say if the rove Jews at a mesiba, then you're allowed to. So they say, what's a rye? They bring a rye from here. Otherwise, how could Shmuel be drinking here with avlate? It was a mesibas goyim. So it must have been that there was most of the people there were Jewish. That's why he was allowed to drink. That's the raya they bring. But Lechem Mishnah says there's no raya from here because whoever said they drank it. All they said was they brought wine in front of him and Avlate didn't touch it. No one said that Shmuel actually drank it. So there is no proof that you're allowed to drink at a mesiba if they're mostly Jews. They're not mostly Jews. It just doesn't discuss here at all drinking and therefore it doesn't serve as a raya.
Just a question. I don't want to say, but the guy is pouring wine into a cup, and the guy is not like...
No, just said they brought like a bottle of wine. Didn't say necessarily that they were drinking. They brought a bottle of wine, a gift for you.
Right. What about the suit by Perm?
Achashverosh? But they got in trouble. That's the reason why they got in trouble.
They shouldn't have gone.
Well, that also, seemingly they're drinking wine. They definitely were drinking wine. So that's a problem. And the Gemara says it's a problem of Bishul Akum that they violated. They violate a lot of the stuff we're learning right here. Okay, yeah. We've discussed it a little bit in the past, but yeah, business. Okay, Gemara says, Amsei, the Rabbi Chia, the maidservant of Rabbi Chia, Iglai Leahu Chamra Mevashla. She left out a cooked wine, Yain Mevushel, overnight. Asi Lekami, the Rabbi Chia, Amrlei, Hare Amru, not to worry, because Yain Mevushel, Ein Bo, Mishu Megillah. There is no concern of Yain Mevushel left out overnight. Shammai, the Rabbi Ada Bar Ava, his assistant, Igle Lechamra Meziga, he left out diluted wine overnight. Yain Mazug, Amulei, Hare Amr, we learn, Yain Mazug, Ein Bo Mishum Gile, that's not a concern either. So Amura Papa, Lo Amrin Ella, the Mazug Tuva, it's only true if you diluted it a lot, with a lot of water mixed with wine, that's the time that the Nachash won't drink from it. Ava Mazug, Velo Mazug, Shasi, if it's a little bit watered down, but not so much, even that amount, the Nachash will drink. We don't really have quantities here of how much, but again, if it's not so diluted, so then it's going to still be a concern. So that's in Jenny. If you look at the Gemara, it's about Basra.
Rashi brought it earlier.
Is that Rashi?
Yeah.
Four narrow lines down, five narrow lines down. Okay,
Shnecha. So that's based on the Gemara in Bab Basra, what's considered a normal ratio of water to wine. So then the Gemara says, "Mazik v'lo mazik mishasei." Is it really true that if it's only partially diluted, the nachash will really drink it? V'ha Rabba bar Rav Huna have a kazi ba'arbay. Once he was traveling on a boat, have a nakit chamri b'hadei. He had some wine with him. V'chazi lahu cheva the tzari v'asi. He saw a snake coming towards him and looking for the cup of wine that he was holding. Amrle l'shemaya. So Rabba bar Rav Huna said to his assistant, Same einai didin, go blind his eyes, meaning what? Shakel kali maya shadibe, throw some water into the wine. This way, it's going to deter the nachas from chasing after because they don't drink diluted water, diluted wine. Visar lachore, and it's going to turn and turned away. So we see here they only put a little bit of water, is mazig velo mazig, and yet the nachash didn't refuse to drink from it. So we see that he doesn't drink. A nachash doesn't drink mazig velo mazig. Above we said mazig velo mazig, a nachash would drink. Here from this ma'isa he didn't drink it. The snake turned away. So the Gemara says, Masa nafshe amaziga, say achye masa nafshe. If it's raw, if it's pure wine, so then nachash will masa nafshe will even endanger itself, come near human beings, and drink the wine. But amiziga la masa nafshe. it drinks mazik v'lo mazik in general, but to put its life in danger, to come close to a human and try to take that type of wine, it wouldn't go so far if it's partially diluted. So the Gemara says, is that really true? V'amaziga lo maser nafshei, if it's diluted, a nachash won't give up, won't be moser nefesh to get some of this wine? V'har Rebbe Yanai, Havi Be'ach Bori. Rebbe Yanai was once in this place. Amile, others say it was really Bar Hadya, who was in Havi Be'ach Bori. So one of these individuals was in a place called Be'ach Bori. Havi Yosrei, they were sitting down. V'havi Kashasi Chamer, they're drinking wine, Mezigah, diluted wine. And Pashlu Chamer Be'kova, and there was some wine left over in the jug. V'tzarune Be'prunaka, and there was a cloth covering the little wine that was left inside. V'chazya Lahu Chevera, the Shakamaya, they observed that a snake, Shakamaya, was taking water in the snake's mouth, and Rama Bakuba spitting the water into this jug, Adimali Bakuba. So the wine was slowly getting bigger and bigger with the water. There's a little wine in the bottom of the jug, and the water is rising as the snake was spitting water in. It was coming up towards the cloth. The Salik Khamer Ilave, and then finally the wine rose to the top above the cloth, Purunaka, above the cloth, the wine was spilling over, Vishase. And the snake, very intelligent snake, drank the wine. So we see from all of this that the snake was being moser nefesh. There are humans around. That's moser nefesh for the snake. It was being moser nefesh in order to drink diluted wine. So the Gemara says, Amre demazig ihu shase, demazig achrina lo shase. It depends who's doing the diluting. If the snake is doing the diluting, so then the snake's willing to be moser nefesh. If someone else is doing the diluting, so then the snake's not willing to be moser nefesh. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Visema Rav Mesharshia, Peruka la Sakanta, we're giving all these answers to get around. This is a Sakana we're dealing with. What kind of answer are you giving? If there's a Sakana, so you shouldn't try to give explanations as why you'd be allowed to do this. You should stay far, far away from any type of Sakana. So what's the bottom line? Amar Rava Hilchasa, Yain Mazug, Yeshua Mishim Giloy, Ripaskin, diluted wine is a problem of leftover Giloy. Yeshua Mishim Yain Nesach as well, that the Goy would use it to pour it towards his Avodah Zarah. Yain Mavushal, however, ain bo mishum giloi, vein bo mishum yain nesach. So yain mavushal, we are makel. Yain giloi, we are yain mazig. Rather, we are machmir on both. Rashi said, Tosis rather says here, yain mavushal ain bo mishum yain nesach. Kain halacha, that's why paskin umutar b'maga over kochavim midashase leishmu v'avleit. You are allowed to touch it. You could drink it, even though a goy touched it. That's how we paskin. Bottom line.
What about yain? Mavushal mazuk, does it have
kiloy
or not?
Yeah, once it's mavushal, even though it's mazuk, that would certainly be permitted.
It would,
yeah.
So all this is okay.
Exactly. So now, halach lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we're not concerned with giloy bizman hazeh because there are no snakes where we live. But despite that fact, they quote in the Pesach Teshuva from the Hanagos of the Gra that he was very careful on this idea based on Kabbalah, even though in halacha there are sometimes reasons that are brought. So there are many other reasons that we're not privy to understand, and therefore the Gra, among others, were very machmir on Giloy.
Even with the bushel?
Even Yain Mavushal? Well, they don't talk about it. You just talk about Stam, not Stam Yenam, but Yain they talk about, Yain Ein Mavushal they talk about. Yain Mavushal itself, that much I'm not sure. I don't know.
Giloy, what constitutes Giloy? How long?
I think, it's a good question. I thought left that in the entire night. I'm not sure, an hour of the night? I never thought about that. That's a good question. I don't know. And there's a machlokas of poskim, whether mayim that was left out overnight, whether you could use for drink for nitiyas yadayim. Meaning many, Shulchan Aruch says it's never concerned, even for drinking, so certainly nitiyas yadayim. Those who are machmir not to drink giloy, are you allowed to use it for netilas yadayim? So the kaf achayim paskins, you cannot use water left out overnight for netilas yadayim. But the Mishnah Berurah is mekel. He says, although many don't drink it, one would be able to use it for netilas yadayim. Okay, there's other interesting discussions about sakana in general, whether the concept of sakana is a deraisa or derabanan, and also whether or not, I mentioned this a few months ago in the Friday night at Drasha, whether or not there's bittul by sakana. We have sakana chamira sakanta mi isura. Sakana is more severe, we take it more seriously than isur. So though we apply bittul b'shishim, when it comes to isurim, do you necessarily apply bittul when it comes to sakana? Sakana we more take it more seriously. So the poskim talk about this, the taz and the shach, and some many, many are machmir. So And comes out, the Worcester sauce is a very relevant example because there's fish in it. So can you put it now on meat? That's going to be a problem of sakana. If there's such a small amount of that fish in the Worcester sauce, is that going to be a problem of sakana? So some say it's a problem. It's never bitul by sakana. Others say no. Sakana is only a problem when mitzias, it's relevant. But once you're not a din of bitul, it just means mitzias. It's not strong enough, not potent enough to have any danger. So therefore, some and many are makel when it comes to bitul sakana. Okay. The another interesting thing that comes up by Giloy, the whole concept, how could the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Giloy is no longer a problem anymore? If they were goes there, the Chacham were goes there, that you can't drink wine and water left out overnight, how could Tosfos come along? We said a Bezdin Acher cannot be Mevata Bezdin beforehand unless it's Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma Uvaminyan. So if the Gemara says it's Aser Tav Giloy, how could the Shulchan Aruch say there's no problem anymore? So many answers are given, but one of them is that when they initially was made, it was never made by Beis Din. It was just accepted practice because this is dangerous. It was never a gezeira, so therefore it's dependent on metzias. Others say it really was a gezeiras Beis Din, but there's two types of gezeiras to be familiar with. Sometimes when the Chacham say the gezeira and they attach the tam, the reason to it, it's part of the gezeira, so then bata tam, bata gezeira. But when they make a gezeira, but they don't provide the reason. The reason's hidden, even though we could figure out the reason, but if they don't tell you the reason, so then we say the gzera always applies, even if there's batal tam, lo batal gzera. So since by Giloy we're told by the Gemara, the reason it's us is because of the nachash and nachashim, therefore if there are no nachashim, then there's no gzera either. Okay, now where the Gemara says further, we are two medium wire lines up. Shmaya de Rav Chilkia. The assistant of Chilkia Bartuvi, Igle Hahu Kista Demaya, he left over some water overnight, Havanaim, and he fell asleep, Gava, and he fell asleep next to the bottle of water that was open. Also, the Gavi Rav Chilkia Bartuva, so the assistant asked him and said, what's the din? That water was, wasn't covered, I slept overnight. Amrle, Hare Amru, Amas Yashain Alayim. The fear of someone sleeping is upon the Nechashim. And even though it's open, if he hears a guy snoring next to the bottle of water that's open, the snake will be scared and won't come drink from it. But honey mili be yamama, that's only during the daytime, it's light out, the snake's scared, the guy's taking a nap, he might wake up any second. About belayla lo, by nighttime, where the guy's in a very deep sleep, the snake's a smart animal, he'll know he's not waking up with a little hissing, and he has a chance to take some of the water, so it is dangerous if it was left out overnight, even though he slept next to it. But Velohi, the Gemara rejects that distinction and says, Lo shna b'yumama, lo shna b'layla, emas yashin elayan, lo aminan. We don't say that any fear of the sleeping is there. Rather, it's going to be a problem either way, it seems, even though he's sleeping.
So it sounds like even during the day.
Even during the day would be a problem, exactly.
It's totally on you going to sleep. It's not, when it talks about yai, the mayim megula, it sounds like it's totally not on anything except you relative to that water. If you're sleeping, like on protecting that water.
As opposed to other people who are around there. I mean, the snake only sees what's next to it. If someone else is awake next to it, so then certainly the snake will be scared. So if you're in the room alone with a bottle of water and you're sleeping, so then the snake won't be scared. Bein b'yumama, bein b'layla. Varnal says, Rav lo shasi mi be arma. He wouldn't drink any water that came from the house of a non-Jew. Amar lo zihire b'giloy. They're not concerned of giloy. You can't trust them. They can leave the water overnight. Mibay Armalasa, if it's the house of an Amana, Shasi he would drink. Because an Amana, she's a Jew, she will be concerned. So Amar Sircha de Gavra Nikita, she'll say that what's the line with Rashi? Uminaga de Gavra Nikita Vasa, she was married once before, and therefore she'll continue practicing, even though she lost her husband, she'll continue practicing what she'd done when her husband was still alive. Shmuel says, Lo shasi mea mi be armalasa. He wouldn't drink from an amana's house. Amar lesle a masa de gavra. Even though when she was married, she was very concerned, but now her husband's not here anymore, so there's no fear factor of her husband looking over her, and therefore she's going to leave water out overnight. You can't trust her with the water. Velo michse mai, she's not going to cover the water. Aval mi be arma, a non-Jewish home, shasi, so he would drink. Granted, they're not concerned of giloy, but they are concerned of cleanliness. They don't want things falling in, and therefore they would cover up the water overnight, so you could trust the non-Jewish home in terms of water. Ikadamri, others have this discussion differently. Rav lo shasi mimayim mibei arma, the Rav wouldn't drink from the house of an non-Jew. Aval mibei arma lasa shasi, he would drink from the house of an almana, because she would continue the minag from her husband. But Shmuel took it, lo shasi maya lo mibei arma, lo mibei arma lasa, Shmuel wouldn't drink from anyone's home, not an almana, nor from a goy's home. So Gemara says, the last four lines of the Amud here, Amri Rishub and Levi, shalosh yenos, three wines, hey, and the three types of wines, vein ba mishum gilay, none of them are going to be subject to giloy. Elohein, chad, if it's something very sharp, mar, something very bitter, and masik, something very sweet. These are too much for the snake to handle. So Gemara says, chad is tila charafta, dimitri zeka. That's, I'm not sure, something very sharp. Do they define what this is in English? Some Egyptian.
It's so strong, it bursts into, burns a hole in the container.
Okay. Mar, when something is very bitter, is yarnaka. How do you define yarnaka? It's something just bitter. And masuk is a chuya, something sweet, which is made from sweet grapes, it seems. So my, I skipped a line here, sorry. Rav Chama Masi Lilave, he taught a little bit differently. He said, chad is a chamar upalplin. Sharp is something that has wine mixed with some seasoning. Mar is a apsinisin. I don't know any bitter herb. And masuk is mei barg, something very sweet. So the Gemara then says, Amar Bishim ben Lakish, Karina, ein bo mishim giloy, my Karina, Amar Rabbi Abo, Chamra, Chalya, Dasam Asya, some type of sweet wine that comes from a place called Asya, that is also not subject to giloy. So Amar Rava, Uvim Komo, Yesh bo mishim giloy. But in the Asya itself, where the snakes are accustomed to drinking this type of wine, so then there is a concern of giloy, only if you export elsewhere where the snakes are not used to this, they wouldn't drink it. My taima, chamer medinahu, that's the main source of drink. Even the snakes will drink from it. They get accustomed to drinking it in Asya. So Amar Rava, hai chamra de akrim, a wine that went bad, atlasa yoma, the first 3 days of it going bad, it's still yeshua mishim giloy. The snakes will drink from it as it's going bad. But mishim yai nesach, and also the problem of yai nesach, it could still be used by a goy for avodah zarah. However, mikan ve'elech, from that point on, when it got really, really bad, so then ein bo mishum giloy, no snakes will drink from it anymore, ve'ein bo mishum yai nesach, and no goy will use it for their worshipping their avodah zarah. V'nehar dai amri, afila basit tlasa yoma, chashina mishum giloy, mai taima zimnen mikre shasi. And Nehar dai thought, even after 3 days of the wine spoiling, snakes will sometimes come along and drink it, so you should also always be choshesh for giloy. The Gemara then says, Tanur Rabbanan, Yain Toses. Yain Toses, Rashi explains, is Yain Toses is Yain Chadash, new wine, Magiso Achu Machmitz, Lios Yain Karle Toses. In other words, it's grape juice. So grape juice is, it's not wine, it has not fermented yet. So therefore, it's grape juice, that's called Toses. It's actually brought down in the Gemara Basra. A person can make grape juice by simply, if you don't have any wine for Kiddush, you could just take grapes and just squeeze them, and the juice should come out. That's called grape juice. That's called Toses, and that you would be allowed to use for your grape juice for Kiddush. So let's say a person is stuck, he's traveling Erev Shabbos and has to pull over to the side, can't make it somewhere. So if you go to the local grocery store, buy grapes, you can make your own grape juice simply by just squeezing them out. That's Yain Toses. So I'm not sure how much they make, but you only need a review. So
here makes a difference between something that immediately uses our mitzah and avim miyad lechar adricha she'adayin lo yitchit mitzos choshishim bo mishum gilul. It seems there's a difference between immediately after you did the grape juice or if it stayed a little bit.
So I'm not sure what point some fermenting has taken place. Rashi is yayin chadash here. Okay, so we'll see. I guess tomorrow's daf.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Yain Toses, again, Ein Bo Mishum Giloy, here we go, Kama Tasisaso, how much is Tasiso? Shloshi Yom. So 3 days. So I guess the first 3 days is still grape juice. After 3 days, so then the grape juice starts to ferment a little bit. At that point, the snakes won't drink it anymore. Hashcholim, Ein Bo Mishum Giloy, these are cooked vegetables, and the snakes don't eat them. There's no problem of giloy. Ubnei Gola, Naguba Isser, the people of Gola outside of Eretz Yisrael would be choshish for this, and they wouldn't eat it. It was left out overnight. And Velo Amr, they only say this El Deles Buchala, only if there's no vinegar. Aval Is Buchala, Mige Behu. But if you pour vinegar over the vegetables, so then the snakes wouldn't eat from this. Now, by the way, this is a very, very important heter when it comes to other types of. We spoke about elsewhere, the Gemara in Beitza and Nida, I think it is. that there's another concern of ruach ra. If you leave over garlic and onions overnight, that's another problem of overnight. But that's not giloy of nechashim. That's a problem of ruach tuma. But the post can point out, if you pour oil or something else mixed together with like the eggs or onions or garlic overnight, then it wouldn't be a problem of ruach ra. So it's similar to here as well. If you pour vinegar on the vegetables, it's going to scare away the snakes. So if you mix something else with the garlic, onion, or eggs, it will also, it won't scare away the snakes, but it will prevent the ruach ra from being chal on these foods. And then the Gemara says, kutach habavli, which the Gemara in Pesachim talks about, it's milk, some type of cheese and milk mixed together with chametz and bread. Ein bo mishum giloy, the nechashim won't eat it. You can leave it overnight. Upnegola nagu bo iser, but again, many are outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're knowing in iser. So I'm a Rav Menashe, I ispe nukure chashin. However, if you see some snake bites, so then there's a chashash that he may have eaten by a snake, and therefore there's some venom, then you shouldn't eat it. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, me tif tif, ein bo mishim giloy. If, let's say, you have water that there's constant dripping on it, it's going to scare away the nachash. That would also be exempt from giloy. Amar Rav Ashi, v'hu da'avid, tif la'adi, tif tif. Has to be where it's constant, one after the next. When one drip falls, the next drip falls, the next drip falls. So let's say you have in the sink, you have a container of water leaving overnight, and you left the faucet on dripping. So if it's a constant drip, so a snake's not going to come and leave its venom. But if it's a slower drip, so then it won't be scared, and the snake may come by and leave its venom. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, pi te'ena, ein bo mishim giloy. So the mouth of a te'ena, there's no problem of giloy. Rashi explains here, pi te'ena, is kishatolshin also, nase la peh, when you cut down the fig, there's some hole, that's where it was connected, from the stem, there's always a hole there. So now there's a concern that maybe a snake came along and left in some venom there and you can't see any bite marks. The Gemara says there's no problem of giloy by a te'ena. Kihai tana, like the following tana. The tana, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, olcha adam anavim v'te'enim belayla. A person's allowed to eat grapes, he's allowed to eat figs at nighttime. Ve'no choshesh, not concerned of gila. Why not? Mishim shenamar, the pasuk says, shomer pisam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect you. It seems like otherwise you'd never be able to eat a fig, because there's always, every fig has a hole in it. So that means you're always choshesh of there being a snake eating from it. So since the Torah says you can eat figs and grapes, so therefore it's a heter in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. All right? Okay. If you see a snake bite, but if you do see a snake bite in the day, then I imagine you should not eat it. Okay. The Gemara then says halfway down the Amud here, Amr of Safra Mishum Rabishua Deroma, that shlosh mine eretain, the three types of venoms. Shel bachar shokeya, of a younger snake, the venom sinks to the bottom. So Benoni, an average age snake, is mifapea, is kind of hovering in the middle of the water. Ve'shelzaken, if it's an older snake, tzaf, it floats to the top. So this to say, lameimra, dekame, dekashis, kachish, chela. Does that mean the older it gets lighter, the venom gets weaker till it floats to the top? Now, this is not so accurate. Again, I'm not saying this is not accurate, but it's dependent really on weakness and strength. It has nothing to do with displacement. Is that what it's called, right? The floating or not. So somehow they think that if it's lighter, it's going to float to the top. If it's a weaker venom, it's going to float to the top of the water. So that seems to imply the older the snake gets, the weaker the venom gets, because it floats to the top. But the Hatana doesn't advise the teachers otherwise. Shlosha, kolz manshim, atzkinen, gvura, mitosefes ben. The three types of species that as they grow older, they get stronger. Eluhain, dog, a fish, a nachash, a snake, and vechazir, a pig. So we see from here that nachash, as it gets older, it actually gets stronger. So how come we're saying the venom is getting weaker as it floats to the top with age? So the Gemara says, koach osifi hudukamosif, zihira, kolish. Physically, the snake gets stronger, but in terms of its potency of the venom actually gets weaker. So you have this inverse relationship of the animal snake getting stronger, yet the venom is getting weaker. So then the Gemara says, "Shel bachar shokei al mai hilchasa." So what's the relevance of this halacha that the younger snakes, the venom is so potent it's going to drop to the bottom of the water? What's the relevant halacha? The Tani, the Braisa, teaches us that chavis shenisgala, a chavis that was left out overnight, afapisha shasu mimeno tisha, nine people came along, you ate 90% of the water, and no one got injured, lo mesu, no one died, so shouldn't you assume that someone could drink the last 10% and not be concerned if anything happening? So what happens? The Gemara says, still lo yisha mimenu asir, you shouldn't eat, or drink rather, the last 10%. One time something happened. Sheshasu mimenu tisha, nine people, 90% of the water was drunk. Velo mason, no one died. Veshasu asir, someone came along and drank the last 10%. Umason, that guy died. Why? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, zeu shokeh. That's shokeh, that the young snake's venom is so heavy and potent, it just drops to the bottom. V'chein avatiach, same to when it comes to a watermelon. Shenizgalsa, that it was left out overnight. Nine people ate the watermelon. And below Mesa, they didn't die. Lo yocha mimenu asir, don't eat the tenth piece. Maisa haya v'achlu mimenu tisha. One time it happened, nine people ate the watermelon. Below Mesa, they didn't die. V'achlu asir, but the tenth guy came along, ate it, umesi died. Amar Rebbe zehu shoker. That's the shoker. That's the strength of the venom of the bachar, the young snake, that drops to the bottom. Gemara now says, "Abrayis the taner abanan ma'im shenis galu, water left out overnight. Hareza lo yishpuchem rishis harabim. You should not pour them into the rishis harabim. It's endangering people. Below yarbitz bahen. You shouldn't as a bias. You shouldn't wash the floor in your house. And below yigah bahem misatit. You shouldn't mix it together with any mud. Below yishka mehem lo behemto. You shouldn't serve it to your animal. Below behemas chaver, not to your friend's animal either." Now the concern here of sending it to Rishis Rabim or to the mud, no one's drinking it, but there's a concern that maybe the guy has got a little cut in his foot, in his toe, and if a little bit of venom gets into his body, that's going to be extremely dangerous. Now with respect to serving to your friend's animal, what's the concern? So Rashi and Baba Kama has a chiddush. I would have thought the concern is, as we'll see in Tosfos, but Rashi says, because what happens is you're going to feed it to this animal, and your friend doesn't know, he's going to shecht it, he's going to eat the animal, and then it's going to be dangerous for the person eating the animal. But Tosfos and Baba Kama says, this iser applies not only to behema tahora, but applies even to behema tmeya, whereby your friend's never going to eat the behema tmeya. So it can be a concern of him shechting it and eating it. So the concern is because you're killing him. It's bal tashchis. By you giving your friend's the animal to eat, giving the dog some water, sakana, to eat, so you're killing an animal, that's going to be bal tashchis and mazik. Then the Gemara says, below yirchatz panav yad v'ragav, you shouldn't wash your hands, face, or legs with this water left out overnight. Achem omrim, others say, makam sheish sirta aser, ein sirta mutter. So Rashi says here, sirta is sadek. If a person has a crack in the skin, if he's got a cut, so then you shouldn't wash your hands and face. But if a person has completely clean, there's no scabs or anything, so then Achem thought you could be makel and use the water to wash your hands, face, or feet. So Gemara says, Acherim, Hainu Tanakama. That's what the Tanakama says. And the Gemara says, no, Ikebenayu, Gav Hayad, Vigav Haregel, Veromne Daape. No, the hand, there's no cracks in the hand. There's no cracks, no holes in the hand or the feet. Only where there's, you know, the ears and the nose and the mouth, only those areas are their concern. But other places, it's completely fine. Last few lines of the page here, the Gemara says, Amar Mar, lo yishka mehem lo behemto le behemas chavero. You shouldn't feed your animal or your friend's animal some maim megulim. Tanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us, aval mashkeil behemas atzmo? The Gemara says, you can feed it to your own animal. So our Braisa says, you can feed it to your own animal. Gemara says, kitani hahu lishunra. When can you feed maim megulim to your own animal? To a cat. Because cats, the lo magically, Eris Rashi says that the venom doesn't affect the cats. The shunra achalei lechevai. Snakes eat, rather, cats eat snakes. So if cats eat snakes, that means they are immune to the venom. So therefore, you could give them water megulim, because even if they do drink venom, it won't affect the cats. So the Gemara says, yachi, if that's the case, the chavri namri. So if you're allowed to feed cats, you should also be able to feed your friend's cat some mai megulim, because venom doesn't affect these cats. Where I says, no, the chavre kachish. If you give it to your friend's cat's going to get weak from the venom. Even though it won't kill him, they'll just get a little weaker. So then the Gemara says, didei nami kachish. So then your cat will also get dangered, weakened if it drinks venom. Gemara says, Hadar Bari, not a problem, because if you give your cat to drink venom and it ends up getting weak, it's going to get stronger. It knows how to fight against it. So then the Chavri Nami Hadar Bari. So let your friend's cat drink the venom. It will get weak for a few days, but then it's going to come back to full strength. So the Gemara says, Zimnin Dibai Lizvunei Umafshile Minei. No, but sometimes your friend might want to sell the cat. So now he's in the process of dealing with a big sale of all his cats. Now you feed his cat some Mai Mugulma, which drank venom. It dropped a few pounds over the next couple of days, and now his sale falls through. He didn't know that where the venom came from. As opposed to you, you know you fed your Shunra, your cat, Mai Mugulam. It's possible it's going to lose a few pounds over the next couple of days, so you'll wait to make the sale in a week from now. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.